The Gemara tells us in the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos that before a person begins Shemoneh Esrei, once you really kind of get into the spirit, get into the mood a little bit, and as such, the Rishonim explained to us that's the reason why we recite Pesukei DeZimra. The Pesukei DeZimra is really an introduction to the actual davening proper, to get us into the proper frame of mind in order to begin our actual davening. There is a question in the poskim, who exactly instituted Pesukei DeZimra? The Gemara tells us that just meant all of our tefillos and our brachas were instituted in the days of the Ankh Knesset Gedola, the very, very beginning of Bayis Sheni. So there's some who suggest that that is the same for Pesukei DeZimra, that the basic structure of Pesukei DeZimra, the Baruch Shomar with the several Pesukim of the Tehillim and other things in the middle, culminating with Yishtabach, that was also part of the Takana of the Ankh Knesset Gedola. And the others who disagree who say no, that Pesukei DeZimra is a little bit more of a minhag rather than a formal Takana. What's the difference? At the end of the day, you have to do it. So what does really matter, whether it's a formal takana or just a minhag? So the poskim said, it'll be enough kamin as follows. What if a person is going to miss tefillah b'tzibur? A person's going to came late to shul, which of course he shouldn't do, but he came late to shul. And now if he starts with Pesukei DeZimra with Baruch Shomar, he's never going to make it to Shemoneh Esrei in time. So some poskim say that it's better to almost like to forego the entire Pesukei DeZimra rather than losing out tefillah b'tzibur. And others say no. That if Pesukei DeZimra is a real halakha, the real mitzvah of the Rabban, the real takana, then you have to say it. You lose tefillah b'tzibur, so you lose tefillah b'tzibur. So that's the question amongst the later poskim. But everybody agrees, let's say a person can abridge the Pesukei DeZimra a little bit. So they're not going to actually lose out the whole Pesukei DeZimra, they're just going to miss out a little bit here and there. So then one actually should do that in order to salvage tefillah b'tzibur. So again, this is all, of course, b'diyev, the chachis try to come to shul in time and try to dive in there properly. But if a person came late for whatever reason, so they could say an abridged form of Pesukei DeZimra. The basic, absolute, bare minimum is Baruch Shema Asher and Yishtabach. If one has more time than some of the halukas, and again, there's a whole hierarchy in terms of which parts of Pesukei DeZimra comes before. If a person followed that view, that one just forgoes the entire Pesukei DeZimra, one just quickly jumps to Birkas Kriya Shema, do you recite Pesukei DeZimra afterwards? And the person can say, not really. Because the whole takana of Pesukei DeZimra, the minhag of Pesukei DeZimra was to prepare you for Shemoneh Esrei. If you're ready down Shemoneh Esrei, it's kind of silly to then recite Pesukei DeZimra. So then there are different practices. Let's say a person basically said the Pesukei DeZimra beforehand, but he missed half of it because he came late. Should he be mashed in it or not? So there are different opinions about this. There are some poskim who say whatever parts he actually missed, he should make up afterwards. Just Pesukim can say, you can say Halukas, bro. So whatever, as Yosha, whatever you can say afterwards. Another person will say, it's a nice thing, you must say Tilim, that's beautiful, but it's not really any kiyum of anything because the whole goal, the whole thrust of Pesukei DeZimra was supposed to be an introduction. So the bottom line is, try to come to shul on time, and this halacha shouldn't be too relevant for us. Have a wonderful day.